Welcome, listeners, to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster, and it's been a pretty tough week this week. I have spent much of the week glued to the television set watching the impeachment trials, and then comes along Thursday, get the news that Chick Corea passed away. Very sad about that. He meant a lot to me. His music certainly shaped my interest in jazz music. We'll talk more about both things as the show progresses, but let's begin with Return to Forever featuring Chick Corea and his explorations into jazz fusion music. This is Captain Senor Mouse.
Thank you. Thank you.
two very different sides of Czech Korea in that last set. We started out with Captain Senor Mouse from Return to Forever, from the album Hymn to the Seventh Galaxy. His first album really getting into the rock-oriented jazz fusion. That one features a quartet of Czech Korea, Fender Rhodes piano, and a variety of electric and acoustic keys. Bill Connors on electric guitar, Stanley Clark on bass, and Lenny White on drums. And after that, what you just heard was from Czech Korea's first recording as a leader. Back in 1968, he released Tones for Joan's Bones. It's a great album with a quintet, Czech Korea on piano, Woody Shaw on trumpet, Joe Farrell on tenor sax and flute, Steve Swallow on bass, and Joe Chambers on drums. And it shows you the wide creative sound, constantly changing, constantly exploring new directions, much as Miles Davis did. Miles Davis being a mentor of Czech Korea. And Chick spent several years back in the late 60s, early 70s in Miles Davis's band, appearing on Bitches Brew and In a Silent Way, to name a few. Another side of Chick Corea is his duets with Gary Burton, a wonderful collaboration that lasted several decades and produced many, many albums. Perhaps one of the better known albums that they did together is Crystal Silence and the composition by Czech Korea of the same name. So we are going to hear that one now. So this is Crystal Silence with Gary Burton and Czech Korea, 1972. Thank you.
Thank you.
a long set of music, but very beautiful music from Chick Corea. This entire show is, of course, Chick Corea music dedicated to the memory of Chick Corea, who passed away on February 9th. We learned of his passing on February 11th, last Thursday. The last track you heard from an album by Stan Getz as the leader, although Chick Corea wrote and arranged most of the tunes on that album. The name of the album is Captain Marvel. And of course, we heard one of Chick Corea's famous compositions, La Fiesta. And that one was recorded in 1972, not released for a couple years, 74 release. And that features Stan Getz on tenor saxophone, Chick Corea on electric piano, Stanley Clark on bass, Erto Moriera on percussion, and Tony Williams on drums. Before that, we heard a recent release. I would say it was Chick Corea's last studio release, if I'm not mistaken, a 2019 release entitled Antidote, featuring the Spanish Heart Band. It was a Grammy Award winner, and we heard Armando's Rumba and Hartford's own Steve Davis received a Grammy for that as well, as he is in that ensemble from Chick Corea. And we started out with a duet, Gary Burton and Chick Corea, who collaborated for a long, long time and produced quite a few albums, as I had said. This is the title track from Crystal Silence, a 1972 release. I also said earlier that I would mention the political situation and the impeachment hearings that have been going on, and I just heard the result. And President Trump has been acquitted of insurrection, and very disappointed to see the level of cowardice, as it seems that most of these Republican senators conceded to Donald Trump's insurrection, yet chose to acquit him and use some little technicality as an excuse for the acquittal, afraid and cowering to cross Donald Trump, putting politics over our democracy. That's all I will say about that. We are going to finish the show. I mentioned the album Light as a Feather from Chick Corea. One of the tracks on that is 500 Miles High. I chose to use a different version of that. I wanted to play some of his trio music and some of his more recent releases. Chick Corea put out an album called Trilogy 2, a follow-up on another trio album with these players in it: Chick Corea on piano, Christian McBride on bass, and Brian Blade on drums. So I will end this week's episode of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond with Chick Corea's trio version of 500 Miles High. Thanks for listening, folks. This is Ken Laster. In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond is the name of this show. And we'll see you again next week.